At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
And the pitch swung on and blasted to deep left center field. Back goes Teodosio. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Adolis Garcia. He has turned the game around. It's the Rangers 3 and the Angels 1.
And from that point, the floodgates open, just like the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ coming at you live here, 11th Floor Odyssey Radio Tower on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We also have our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, and we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Three-run homers in a get-right game, hopefully. Yeah. For your Texas Rangers offense as they pummel the Angels 20-3.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Kudos to the front office of the Rangers for sticking it to the Angels by not giving them a day game yesterday. That's to be the most impressive part of this whole thing.
What do you mean not giving?
Because the Angels don't do getaway days for the Rangers in Anaheim. They make them play three night games. Customary to give the road team a noon Wednesday game, right? So yesterday, typically the Rangers would have given the visiting team a 1 o'clock game. So they get out of town and they get to their next place. Well, they're just reciprocating the Angels because the Angels are so cheap. Oh, we would have had the nighttime gate. Okay, cool. Well, you're gonna get home at 2 a.m. and we're gonna send you home with a 17-run loss. So skedaddle, get.
And are you making a face over the whistling?
Yeah, I have no idea what that noise is.
Like a whistling in the headphones?
Whose mic is that?
Peyton and I were just started looking at each other. I started like cutting off my mic. Like, is that for me? What is that noise? Kudos to the Rangers front office, too, for just saying, we're going to stick it out. Eventually, we're going to score 20 runs. We don't need to acquire anybody at the deadline. So it's fun when you can do that. It's fun when you get some nights like that.
22 hits. Jock, Adolis, Higgy hitting the three-run homers. Seager going deep for number 21. And you know things are awesome when you're pinch running for Wyatt Langford, your best athlete and bestest player on the entire team, after Wyatt reached all five times.
Oh, yeah. And not only do you have the three guys hit three-run homers, you have three guys that have five RBIs on the night, which that is, I mean, it's rare enough to have one guy that drives in five, let alone have three.
Man, I felt bad for that kid out there.
Which one?
The one whose name, yes. I cannot pronounce, yeah. As it looked like he was going Rick Ankiel early on.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was all over the map. I mean, he hit Telez, and I think it was the very next pitch, he threw one just right over the backstop.
The other guy to feel bad for is Peraza, I guess, a third of an inning, giving up eight.
Yep. That
makes the ERA a 30.86.
Yeah, that's a position player too. Like he's like a third baseman.
I was out at that point.
I was.
You may have finished the gambler yesterday when you texted us 7-1. You go gambler time. I said absolutely. Go and binge it. You may have had time with this beatdown to watch the rest of the series.
I got through episode 4.
Okay,
so I had two more. I got two more, and I was like, man, I am falling asleep. So I think I still have like 10 minutes left in episode 4.
Okay.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
I don't remember. Like,
I think you got 3 or 4 episodes left.
No, it means he got 2 more in.
Two more in. So yeah, I did 1 and 2 two nights ago. Yesterday I did 3 and most. I don't remember the difference between 3 and 4. I think I like 3 better because it talked about, you know, the first Super Bowl, which is still the greatest team I've ever seen.
9 for 18 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
Is that good?
I think that's good. I don't know if they've gotten 9 hits with runners in scoring position all season, like cumulatively. It's just
what a great job by Du Bois.
It was a great job by Du Bois. I will say this. The one guy this year that I've watched and I've been like, generally good year from him, and I'd like him back, is Higashioka. Kyle Higashioka is like the guy that this entire season I've been like, yep. I haven't been disappointed with him really the whole year.
I tried to bury Jonah Heim a month ago.
He might be the best backup catcher in the game. You know, the best spot start catcher. And you can make a case that he's not a spot start catcher. I mean, he played quite a bit in San Diego when he was there. He played with New York for a while, and he played quite a bit there too when guys got hurt. But I think he's the best backup catcher there is.
Sandler points out that Adolis is now 6 for 14 since coming off the IL with 4 extra base hits. If he can stay locked in, .. And Bruce Bochy was asked on the KNC Masterpiece, is this team the reality, or do they have any other gear left?
I've been saying this. I think there is another gear. I think we've seen it after the All-Star break. We got on a good roll, and you know, we had a nice run here to start this homestand. And really, these 5 games, I mean, we won 4 out of 5 now. The game we lost, I don't know who would have beat that guy. I mean, Soriano, that's some of the best stuff we've seen all year. I said that you could put an All-Star team in there against them, and they wouldn't have beat them. We just ran into a buzzsaw there. And so I like where we're at now, how we're playing. Again, you know, Nate's a loss, and we're going to have to fill that hole. But not just Nate, though. I mean, Marcus Berger. It's unreal what's happened with these injuries. But these guys, they're going out there. They're showing up. They're playing hard. And it's been a good homestand. We'd like to finish it on a good note. It'd be big to get this one and have a day off in Sacramento and get ready for those guys.
So as Boach said, 4 out of 5. Actually make it 5 out of 6 because he did that interview before yesterday's game, and Peyton looked at the schedule. You had to win the series against the Angels, and now you have the Sorry Athletics next while you are 4.5 back in the wild card and 6 back in the division.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody has ever said, you know, we get a day off in Sacramento. You're forced to have a day off in Sacramento.
Has anyone ever been?
Flew in there once to go to Tahoe because Reno – the flight was like half price versus going to Reno, and it's like a bigger Waco. That's how I looked at it.
Unfortunately, they've won 3 in a row and 7 and 3 in their last 10. But it's a day off today. Athletics tomorrow.
Yeah, and circling back because I just had Savant up, baseball Savant. I was looking at Kyle Higashioka since we're just talking about it. This guy, like, I don't know what it is about him. He's like middle of the pack in Major League Baseball in terms of his exit velocity, and he's been that pretty much his entire career. But his sweet spot percentage, the number of times he's basically hitting the ball 95% or 95 miles per hour or higher, in the last 3 years, he's been in the 90th percentile or higher in Major League Baseball.
He makes good contact.
Like when he makes contact, yeah, the ball's smoked usually.
It is. And if you said he's in the middle of the pack in the sport in all those numbers, yet he's a backup, which makes him like a really solid backup player. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think he's the best backup catcher in the game.
Why was Micah Parsons at the airport? That is coming up at 6:20, followed by the payload at 6:40. Here on Sean and RJ, as we get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Tomorrow, we're doing the show from Red Oak with the Firehouse Tour. So we'll be in Red Oak.
Yep. Red Oak is a, we're going a little south of Dallas. And see, I don't know if we've got the travel time right. that we were talking about on Monday when we were talking about how far from the station we are. I think we're relatively close for this one. But
yeah.
We're going to be at 547 North Methodist. And, of course, we're going to have free breakfast from Whataburger while supplies last. And we're going to have the cooling towel, which will keep you nice and cooler the next couple months.
Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway during the 720 Expressway. And we will finish up with our review of the gambler, Ocho Cinco. Will join us live at 9 a.m. as well, so do not miss that. Let's clean up the Cowboys roster, Bobby. They re-signed Will Greer to the practice squad. They're signing Treshawn Holden back to the practice squad. And then they scared the hell out of you at defensive back, waving Zion Childress and Andrew Booth.
Right, and that shouldn't scare you on the surface. Like, who cares if you decide that you need to move on from, you know, whatever that noise is? Jeez. Turn your mic off, Sean. Sean, turn your mic off. Let me see if that's yours.
What do you mean? You're looking at us like we're doing something to the microphone.
No, I'm just asking. We gotta.
We're trying to narrow down which mic it is.
It sounds like the aliens are coming to get Will Smith there.
I assumed it was. Sometimes in the past, that's been like a similar sound has been Sean's water bottle like suctioning closed, but it's not that loud usually. So I don't think it's that. I don't know. Turn your mic off.
My mic was just off.
It might have been Choppy's then. Who knows?
Could be a faulty mic.
Regardless, yeah.
Well, bottom line, just fix it, baby.
Okay, yeah, let me just... Nope, that didn't work.
It is Choppy's mic. All right, so see, we narrowed it down. Look at that. We were able to figure it out. We troubleshooted it on our own. So, Choppy, why don't you just swing that
Swing
one?
The Corey Majors one over to you. Yeah,
first, SOS.
So, Andrew Booth and Zion Childress alone, that shouldn't be enough to cause you to panic. Like on the surface of like, why would that even be a big deal that you did that? As the Cowboys did claim two different defensive backs. I don't even know how to pronounce the first name yet. It's first a Triquez Bridges, I think. And then it's Reddy Stewart. And so they claim those two defensive backs. One of them is a rookie out of Florida. The other's one who had been with the Bears last year. So had some familiarity with Matt Eberflus. But if you've got two guys, one of whom Zion Childress, who you're talking about, he might have to start in the nickel for you in 7 days, and these two guys are guys that have been with you the entire summer, and you ultimately said, you know what, we'd rather roll with two guys we're just bringing in the building a week before the game.
Man,
that tells me their defensive back room is in trouble right now, and they're not confident at all in that group.
Yeah, getting rid of two guys who've been with you this long?
The whole offseason. They've been through the entire offseason program. They've played games with you. They know everything they need to know, and they still go. And one of them, again, like I don't think it can be emphasized enough, might have to start for you against Philadelphia next week in the slot. You went ahead and said, no, let's bring in these two guys who have done nothing with us, and they'll probably be better trying to catch up than these two guys.
We'll talk to Tommy Yarsh about that scary transaction coming up at 9:20, final hour of the program. We have a possible Micah grievance coming, but let's talk about the one that is already existing. DN versus linebacker. What's going on there?
So this is related to, this is the same thing we've talked about the, like all offseason we've tried to figure out, okay, what is it that's exactly the problem in terms of us figuring out how much money he's supposed to make this year.
We keep going 24. Oh, 21.
24. 21. It's just not been clear at all what he was classified as for the fifth year option. And what we found out is that he was classified as a defensive end, which is 21 million versus linebacker, which is 24. It's the
let me stop.
How is that?
Exactly. No one asked that question yesterday on social media. I was like, how is the linebacker price higher than the DNs who are all getting paid unless you're somehow counting TJ?
The stand-up edge rushers are counted as linebackers. So somebody like Watt or anybody else who rushes like that, who's a stand-up edge rusher, would be considered Will Anderson, who's not been paid yet, but Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, guys like that, they would be considered linebackers. And so that money that they make, this is the same thing that they ran into.
Well,
they
need to change that.
It should be edge. It should just be edge. And I think this has been a fight that's occurred a couple times now. When the Cowboys used to famously say, we're offering DeMarcus Lawrence to be the highest paid at his position. Then he's like, at defensive end, you're cutting out all the linebackers who rush. You're not including them when you're saying I'm going to be the highest paid. I want to be the highest paid of the edge rushers. It was the same question. So this is actually not a grievance against the Cowboys. This is a grievance against the NFL. This is Micah basically filing a grievance telling the NFL, you have categorized me wrong. It had nothing to do with the Cowboys.
And we all consider him, I do, a defensive end. To make 21 million and not 24.
Sure, yeah. I mean,
For the purposes of this, if I'm ruling on this case, they take it by each snap that you play and measure them against each other, I would guess that
he played defensive end more. But it's just it's such a silly thing because it's just a 3-4-4-3 switch essentially. It's the 3-4 pass rushers are going to be standing up. The 4-3, like, it should be whoever's a pass rusher, whoever's an edge rusher. That's logically what it should be. But I don't know if there needs to be some sort of, if that's just a rule change they can make, if that's something related to the CBA they have to negotiate in the next one, and you're just kind of stuck with this one right now. That's not totally clear.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. And we are going to need your thoughts and your text messages because of your theories over why Micah Parsons was spotted at DFW Airport leaving the Metroplex yesterday. We really take you inside the star, followed by the payload with the Thursday edition, just getting started with the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show, next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Entire morning squad with you. With Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. As yesterday, more drama with America's team as Micah Parsons was spotted at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Now, RJ Choppy, you believe it was absolutely intentional.
I do. Micah Parsons.
I have a counter to you. Coming up here soon. I think I'm going to win it.
I don't know about that.
You ever watch Remember the Titans?
100% on purpose. Micah Parsons doesn't need to go to DFW. He doesn't need to go through TSA. Micah Parsons flies private.
There's my challenge. You lose.
Why?
I think Micah's very frugal.
No. Micah's
very tight and very frugal.
Not only is he going to fly commercial, he's also not going to play for pre-check like you do. He's going to go through regular TSA.
Yeah. See, nobody's that frugal. Nobody's that frugal. They'll pay $85 for pre-check.
It's not really
5 years.
It's not the payment. It's just a hassle.
It's a hassle.
Made me delay.
And what was the thing he got in trouble for a couple years ago where people were losing their minds because he refused to pay for something that was like $20?
Yeah.
It was like gas or something, I think.
Yeah, he's like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay for 10 cents more a gallon for gas.
Could you see that was not General Pop versus
that was Gen Pop. That was Gen Pop.
Gen Pop.
That was Gen Pop.
Gen Pop.
See, here's the thing. I agree with you that he is frugal, but we would have seen by now a photo of him at the airport.
What do you mean?
Like
going somewhere else?
Going somewhere else. And I just haven't seen that.
Since the negotiation started, I don't know that he would have gone anywhere. He was in Dubai.
Either way, I'm just right. I'm really joking.
So my thought is like this was on purpose.
Because
like
people did say, this is part of me being naive a little bit, like, oh really? I don't know. They're like the nachos was intentional and laying on the table was intentional. There are people who do believe that is him sending messages.
If you wanted to say, I was just relaxing on the table, fine, whatever. To me, this was one of those, oh, where's he going? Maybe he's going on vacation. You know, we don't know where he's going. But I think he wanted to be seen. Otherwise, because if he didn't want to be seen, it's very easy. Just go to Addison Airport, just take a private jet. Go to McKinney Airport. You know, he lives in Frisco, take a private jet. As opposed to driving all the way to DFW from where he is in Frisco and hopping on a Spirit Airlines flight to L.A.
So, Jane Slater, I really wish we had someone in the airport that would have, if it was me and I had like an extra hour to kill, I would have followed him. I want to see what gate he's walking to. And then we didn't get the airport land photo. I'm sure everyone in Wisconsin was sitting there waiting for him, like Jerry and Charles Haley. Yeah.
Like you think he's in the group six on American? Do you think that's where Mike is?
Dude, you never know.
He's group one.
Never know how people spend the money.
I mean, look, he doesn't have a lot of money, clearly. He's not been able to get his contract done. He's got to be able to get his payday before he knew that. That may be part of the statement, too. It's just like, look where I'm at. Like, I can't even fly private.
So Jane Slater went right to work. No, he's not headed to Cabo. I'm told Micah is getting a second opinion on his back per a source informed. The Cowboys are off until Friday. Bobby Bell, what do you make of this?
Sounds like that kind of action of going, I'm going to go fly out of state and get a second opinion, or I assume out of state, I guess just out of Dallas. I'm flying out of Dallas and I'm getting a second opinion on my back. That to me sounds like somebody who's trying to gear up not to play next week. That's what it sounds like. That sounds like somebody who's trying to say, I'm not good enough to play. Your MRI came back pretty clean, quote unquote. So I need to go find a second opinion that'll tell me I'm not playing.
Because my first initial reaction was, second opinion on the back, there's no back injury. So someone fed that to Jane as the story to believe. Where is he really going? Would the Packers fly him out on a private plane? Could he be going to Green Bay? Is he going on a vacation? Is he going somewhere else? And then it said to me what you just said. Oh, this is his counter to the Cowboys clean MRI. He is going to find, a doctor off the Simpsons somewhere in this country to say, You do have something. Mulligetto's like going through the Rolodex of saying, who do I have in here? Who's the fixer? Who's some physician in here that will give us the paperwork we need if this thing goes to NFL court?
Is the injury report's not out, right? There's no injury report.
No, so it wouldn't start till Sunday or Monday, whenever they start practicing.
So like right now, if they've given him a clean bill of health, would he be on it?
He would be on I would imagine they would have him on there. It would say DNP and then it would say NIR, not injury related, is what they would put down.
Mike Florio, attorney, profootballtalk.com, friend of the show. He talked about Micah's approach versus Dak and CD and how ugly this could all get.
Micah's approach was different. It was a hybrid. I'm not holding out, but I kind of am holding out. And I think that short-circuited Jerry's brain, and they don't know how to deal with him. They need to view this as a holdout. He's there, but he's holding out, Jerry, and he's not playing. He's not going to do your bidding. He's not going to show up and play week one. Jerry got it right when he said a couple of weeks ago, I'm not so sure he is going to play. He knows where this is going. He's just, and I've said this from the get-go, daring Micah to go through with it. And if Micah goes through with it week one, that's when I think they have to ask themselves, can we fix this or are we going to take this to the ultra ugly level of filing some sort of a grievance, seeking some sort of relief under the CBA for violations by Micah in claiming to be injured when he really isn't? It's got the potential to be very, very ugly.
Franklin, injury attorneys, Fantex, 877-881-1053. He needs an injury designation to get paid. Three MRIs at all good. It's just posturing. And then for the 207, I don't know where that is, Bubby. You don't fly if you have a back injury. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've flown with a stiff back.
Yeah, Bobby flies all the time. His back is real effed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, every day I do that. This is something where the fact that he's seeking this out is another play. I don't know that it necessarily is a like underline that this has gotten awful, but it's another card they have to play, and it's one that they are, and they're going to go seek it out. And Terrence Parsons, who we love to quote from here on the show, Micah's brother, who is very, very vocal. He had said yesterday in reply to some of these different stories and some of these things that happened, he quote tweeted the story from Jane's update on NFL Network. And he said, it's going to get ugly. Put your gloves on. This is going 12 rounds. And then when somebody said, well, what round are we in right now? Like 10 or 11, right? And he's like, six. So that's Terrence Parsons, what he's saying.
Let's reset now. What we all think is going to happen, and I'm taking the extension out of it, all right? You have to either pick between him playing against the Eagles with no new deal or him not suiting up next Thursday.
Oh, okay. So I hadn't thought of the – because I'm firmly on team. They signed 6:02 p.m. on Thursday.
Okay.
So pregame. But let's say there's no deal.
Yep.
I think he plays, but small.
Bob?
He plays 15 snaps or something like that, okay, is what I think happens.
So you don't think they're going to go through with the ultimate Emmett?
I can't say with certainty. I can't say anything with certainty on the way they've the way they're handling this, because it's such a different approach than Dallas has ever run into. And it's become such a weird dynamic between Micah and Jerry and David Mulugeta and how they're interacting on this, or how the steps that they're choosing to take on this, that it's really hard to forecast based off of what they're doing, like what it means. So I think he's going to play. I can't imagine he's going to miss time, but if he can go get the injury designation from somebody else and file a grievance, then this gets uglier a lot faster, and it ratchets up another level.
When's the last time we've had a player playing with the grievance against the team? They're fighting with each other with the grievance active.
I feel like that has happened before. Not here in Dallas, but I feel like it's happened in one of these other contract situations that's occurred.
Florio also checked in on the Green Bay rumor, and he said the Packers are interested. However, the interest is nowhere near the smoke that's out there. That's what he was told. If, of course, the package included a player the Cowboys covet, that could change things. A straight draft pick deal won't help the Cowboys this year. Close quote. Choppy, you have said you want a straight draft pick deal. Brian Gutekunst, the general manager in Green Bay, was specifically asked about trying to get a player like Micah, and he prefaced it by saying he couldn't talk about a player on another team. Every opportunity that's out there, we think it'll help the Packers, but they will take a long look at. So that is Florio saying, yes, there's interest, but maybe not to the level that's out there right now of a deal has been agreed to. Green Bay is willing to pay him 45. It's just waiting on the Micah sign-off.
Yeah, I think Green Bay's got something that they want to offer. I don't think Green Bay has offered anything, though.
And why would you not?
Because I think...
Question.
This whole thing in the NFL, this ping contest of you got to officially say he's on the block before we call you with any type of it's this challenge game of call crazy. First.
So stupid. It's so like, stupid.
I think
it's like couples.
I don't know. My guess is related to the way Jerry has done business before and the way he talks about phone. I would guess they don't want to get a I'm not listening to you or a no from Jerry as the starting point. And so they're just probably sitting there going, wait for him to say, we've got the call ready as soon as he says he's going to listen. And I think that the whole time, the unlikeliest scenario to me this entire way of all these different things that we've talked about that could be possible, the most unlikely to me has been that he gets traded this year. I that's been the one that I've said that's not going to happen. Them getting a deal done at the 11th hour is more possible. Him getting traded next spring is more possible. All those sort of things.
Right.
I think
they're going to do it now. But then again, when you get into next spring,
I think
those draft picks become more valuable.
I think it's shifting right a little bit, though. Like, I think they've gone from what they've continued to say this whole time, we're not trading Micah Parsons. I think they're beginning an evolution of, we're probably not trading Micah Parsons. And once you're at, we're probably not trading Micah Parsons, it can flip at any second to call us. And that's where I think that they're kind of starting to have their evolution. But I think that, I think the most unlikely scenario for me, and it could still change because, again, anything could happen right now. I think the most unlikely scenario to me now is no longer he gets traded before the season. The most unlikely scenario to me is they get a deal done before the season. And that I think still my likeliest option would be he plays out the year on the contract that he has, and then something happens next spring. But ultimately, I don't think he's signing an extension here.
We need to come up with a pros and cons list of trading him now versus after the year with all the drama and distraction that comes along with it. So we need to do that and unveil a little bit later on.
By the way, to your question, 2017, Kawan Short had an active grievance against the Panthers and played through it.
Played through it.
That was the last one that I can see.
All right, there it is. Micah spotted at the airport. Jane Slater right on it, saying that the second opinion of the back is being seeked out, and we think that is leading to a possible grievance battle between the two parties. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We want to hook you up with Rangers Brewers tickets in the 720 Expressway. Why is Peyton Russell previewing college football with wheelchairs? It's the payload every Thursday next on Sean and RJ.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. Yep. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is 6:40 on a Thursday. It's time for another edition of The Payload, and why not just make it a college football payload? Because we'll be talking a couple college football segments here as well, and also Major League Baseball. But first, let's talk about week one of college football. It starts this weekend. You know, week zero was in the past, if you believe in that or not. Whatever, it's fake football. You had a game in Ireland going on. But
how
week
about
one,
that father-son fight? How disgraceful was that? The father and brother of the quarterback fighting outside.
Yeah, Avery Johnson, the father of
Avery.
His father. Yes, that was. And look, that was a disgrace. That was awful. Who fight? I could not imagine getting into a fist fight with my son and basically trying to hold his head into a puddle. I just couldn't imagine doing that.
And then you do it at your other son's public event opening game.
Yeah, like, you know, have some.
Have some couth.
Decorum.
Decorum, yes. And by the way, don't put that game in Ireland.
Oh,
it's Farmageddon.
It's cool.
A conference game. You can't take a conference game and put it into a neutral site like that.
What, you want to go throw it in one of the cornfields in Iowa?
Yeah.
No.
I loved it. Give it to K-State. It's their home game.
I loved the game. And it was a dreary game. That's Ireland weather right there. I thought it was great. That was an awesome game.
So you have a bunch of games going on tonight. I believe Boise State kicks things off. I think they're the only ranked team playing. They start around 4:30, 5 o'clock tonight. But then Oklahoma State also plays. So shout out any Oklahoma State alums. But then Nebraska also plays tonight. They play Cincinnati, and I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about this team coming up here in a little bit. But they're playing Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium, the home of the Chiefs. Maybe we get Travis Kelce, a little Tay-Tay action, because, you know, Travis Kelce, an alma mater of Cincinnati.
He is, that's right.
So there you go. You know, perfect tie in there.
Maybe an alum. I believe he's an alum. Yeah, the school is his alma mater. He is not an alma mater of Cincinnati.
There you go. You know, I knew it was the A word or something else.
I thought you said alma mater. I thought you were going to make the jokes about Rayola playing at Mahomes Stadium.
I can't stand that.
The lookalike. And the other day he came out and said, I can't help that God made me look like him.
Right. You don't throw like him.
What a comment. What a comment.
Yeah, it's turned douchey.
Did you see him with Andy Reid? They were ducking bullets
in Andy's office.
No, they were doing like he was like out there and he was shaking hands with all the players coming by, and Rayola's just like the most too cool for school of it all. Like, yeah, what's up, bro? Like, just looking like a total douche.
I'm out.
Well, you're also gonna have Deshaun Singleton play for the who do you play for? Nebraska. There you go.
That's
the other team. So CBS Sports had some of the Cornhuskers on one of their podcasts, and defensive back Deshaun Singleton was talking about wanting the fans to go crazy tonight. And this is how he expects fans to be like when they're out there playing Cincinnati.
We're finna make people in wheelchairs stand up. You heard me? Yeah. Again, like that. Tell you.
They gonna get up.
Y'all just got shining mode.
Quite the comment there. Quite the comment.
Just you know. Like US Sandler's charity.
Yeah, and look, maybe Jared needs to invite Deshaun out there. You know, we could both have some stand-up talk there. But yeah, so this is what he said. Oh, play a little bit of it again.
We're finna make people in wheelchairs stand up.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he was thinking about it. I don't know if he was thinking. I think he did.
That's the problem. Oh. I think he was like, oh, here we go.
There's no problem with it, really. It's fine. It's an innocent comment.
Except when you're Peyton, right? Like at Sandler's thing, blocking jump shots from people.
I'm finding this. I've saved it. I've waited for the moment. I'm finding this Peyton basketball photo to tweet out right now.
No.
At 105.3 SS, the amazing action shots, the concentration.
I've got one. Is this the one you're looking for, or are you looking for another one?
That's pretty good.
I know that shot went in.
He's got those glass cutters on display again there.
I was a finalist in that. I want to make my point.
I would hope so.
Okay, the people shooting were not in wheelchairs. I was going up against
Chris Ballard.
Charity for Special Olympics.
I was a finalist. Yeah, hang the banner.
Wheelchair runner up.
But yes, please do not put those out. And if you do, then maybe it's my last day working here. But yeah, those are all here. All right, we got some other college football stuff to get to. We have the unbelievable, unique college football names of the season. We do this probably, I think, every year. And all of these, once a year, these come out, you know, in August sometime before week zero kicks off. And Aiden will have some of the names on the fan cam. Because I was going through some of these and I was like, there's no way this is a real person's name. And so, you know, I had to go through and actually look up the roster and find out for myself. And so I did. So we'll lead things off out of Charlotte with Isaiah Bullerdick.
No.
Great name. You heard me. Isaiah Bullerdick. There he is. So a fantastic name. I believe he's an offensive lineman. Big guy out of Charlotte. But that's what we'll lead things off with. We next go to Kent State with Darrealus Clark.
Darrealus?
Darrealus. Not the fakest. Darrealus Clark out of Kent State. This next one, God's Power. Nawawi from Army. I believe I said that name right, but Aiden has that up on the fan cam.
Garland, Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God's Power, Nawawi from Army. And then we have a Wing Green from Campbell. Wing, first name.
Oh.
Green, last name.
Campbell's, huh?
That's right, Campbell. And then right here in the Metroplex, we have King Large, offensive lineman from SMU. King Large, and yes, he's a large person.
That's a good name for an O-line guy.
You got to play offensive lineman if you're King Large. Got to. This next one, you'll probably remember it. memorable factor from Duke. First name, memorable.
He was on the list last year. I do remember him.
Yeah, and so I think this next one, he's been on there for a few years now. Maybe he graduates here soon. Dude Person in Central Arkansas.
I like
Dude
it.
Person. This yeah. is like one I of those guys that-
I love their videos,
that,
the trick shots.
Yeah, very good videos.
You're making a my player. You're making a my player on 2K or, you know, whatever game you're playing, and you're like, you forget to change the name, and your name's just, you know, my player, but now here it's Dude Person. So Dude Person in Central Arkansas. And you can text in your favorite names or names you've heard before. Or if you know anyone, you can text in that as well.
Is it the generic name on MLB The Show, Joe Person? I think it's Joe Person.
Is it Joe Person?
Or Joe Player or something.
Joe Player or something like that. Yeah. This next one is a great one. Nitro Tuggle from Purdue.
It's Jesse
Nitro
Tuggle's kid.
Tuggle.
Is it?
I don't know. I just assume.
Yeah.
Might be.
And this Nitro next American one, Gladiator fan, obviously. Yeah.
We have a couple more here to get to. This next one is by far my favorite. Gideon ESPN Lamprun.
I just saw
from
this.
Bowling Green. Bowling Green, right?
Now, the SIDs of the team, you know, whoever, they'll say, no, it's pronounced Espen, but it's spelled ESPN and then last name Lamprun.
This is his dad. His dad snuck this onto his birth certificate while his mom was in recovery, and I think this would get a divorce in most marriages.
Is it the middle name? A lot of times, middle name doesn't matter. It doesn't count.
Do you think you could have snuck Espen onto to Ollie's name?
No, but I'm married to a Latina.
Man, they didn't even. So this must be because when I had my kids, they didn't even let the dad near the name thing.
The name thing?
When you wrote down the name,
they
gave it to the mom. It was like, no, the mom does this.
Biggest fight I've ever gotten in with Kristen's mom was over Addison's name.
What?
Because Addison was like, they were trying to figure it out. Kristen wanted to name her Addison or Gracelyn. I did not like Gracelyn. She chose Addison. She had been named for 4 hours Addison, and her mom was trying to like, you really wanted Gracelyn. Let's just have him change it on the birth certificate. And I was like, out in the hallway now. We're talking. And I was like, shut the hell up. Like, stop. We've picked it now. She's been named for 4 hours. We're not changing it now. Shut the hell up or leave.
My dad tried to bully my son's name too. Same thing. My aunt's calling me. Can't you just maybe cover us? No. Get out of here. No.
Last one here. Louisiana Tech has a player named Pig Cage. P-I-G, Pig Cage.
That's a good one.
So there you go. They're the names there, the unique names of the 2025-2026
season.
Like,
is that really his name is Pig, though, or is that a nickname?
I assume it's a nickname.
It's on the roster. I mean, I assume that's his name, but yeah, maybe some of these aren't birth certificate names. Pig Cage out of Louisiana Tech there. But all right, is the payload every Thursday at this time. Now let's talk some Major League Baseball. We've talked some college football. Now let's talk baseball. Mickey Moniak of the Colorado Rockies, an outfielder. He was mic'd up during a game recently, and he explains why he switched favorite NFL teams. And let me know if this is a valid reasoning or not here from Mickey.
And I saw you the other night in a Patrick Queen Steelers jersey.
That's right.
Are you a Steelers fan?
I am. Most of my family's from Western Pennsylvania. So grandpa grew up in Youngstown. A lot of family up in Erie. There's some here today. So, yeah, I was a Charger fan growing up, and they left me, you can't leave San Diego and go to L.A. and expect me to still be a fan, so went 2 years without a team and, you know, was feeling the void and, you know, figured the Steelers were a good fit.
I have no problem with the change. I know people get tired of their teams, you know, we've had a bunch of Cowboys fans that they're leaving, but you can't call yourself a diehard fan. He didn't hear, but I'm just making the point that you can't call yourself a diehard fan if you're changing teams. You can't do that. That's the point of being a diehard fan and a fan of one team. You go through the thick
and
the
thin.
They left.
Yeah, I mean, he's from San Diego. Like,
right.
if you bail on San Diego, I have no problem if you then say, no, you abandoned my hometown. We're done.
What are you talking about? You left the Longhorns because of a woman.
No, I didn't. You made that
you
story.
Bailed you bailed on Texas.
If the Dallas Cowboys moved to – if the Texas Rangers moved to Nashville –
yeah.
They would lose 95% of their fans here.
Yeah.
There's a handful that would stick around.
Even within the state, if the Cowboys moved to San Antonio, tons of people in Dallas would abandon them.
Right.
And just say, no, absolutely not. I'm not sure. You moved them. You abandoned me.
Taking a big L on this one, Peyton.
Yeah. Man, really? Okay, so because
you would still be a Ranger fan if they moved to Nashville?
Yes, I'm a diehard fan. I root for
their team anymore.
They abandoned you. They left you.
I'm not going to abandon them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sucker. They abandoned you.
I need the fan text on this.
I mean, hell, man. I was like 9 years old or whatever. I was a Browns fan.
and they moved. I was like, I'm done.
You were from...
I had nothing to do with Cleveland.
You were from Maryland. How many Colts fans did you know from the Baltimore region growing up where it was like, oh, yeah, I followed them to Indianapolis. Now I'm a big Colts fan for the Indianapolis Colts.
Absolutely not.
Or the Cleveland Browns. The Browns fans did not cheer for the Ravens when they moved to Baltimore. That wasn't a thing.
No.
So, no.
But again, the change in teams I don't have a problem with. I get it. You're tired. I just said... If you're a diehard fan, he can't be like, oh, I'm a diehard Steelers fan now, because
you can when they're the Pittsburgh Steelers changing to the California Steelers, you don't have to be a diehard of the California Steelers.
It's called abandonment. Peyton, it's like marriage. They were abandoned. They lived up to their vows, and now they are committed to their second spouse.
I'm a loyal fan.
For the 302, I'm still a Pirates fan, even though they moved to the minor leagues.
Relegated.
It's the payload every Thursday at this time here. I have way too many photos. I cannot find these Peyton action shots. It's ticking
I texted
off.
You one.
There, no, yeah, but there's. I need the basketball. I need the shooting for it. I need the shooting for it. It's in our company email.
I'll send it to you. I got it here. I got all of them saved.
There it is,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up. Luca Choppy Primetime, give us the review of your son's first tackle football game.
Man, it was Julian, actually. So he was he played his first. It was a seventh grade. It was their blue-white scrimmage, if you will, right? The Cowboys blue-white scrimmage. This, I guess, is blue-gold or whatever. He played wide receiver, mostly corner, and he did not get a return. They were just kicking the whole time because I guess they're A team. So they kicked the whole time.
He didn't get a kick return?
They didn't get kicked off too because I guess they didn't, they didn't know the other team score. So they didn't get kicked off too. And it was just an inter squad scrimmage.
Okay.
But he was not totally looking for contact. I told him. Like,
and how is he wearing? You just described Deion, and then you sent us a photo. He's wearing 21.
He's wearing 21.
Talk to him about this? Because I know you made them wear two because of Jeter.
He wore 99 in baseball to start, and then he wanted to be like his brother because his brother had a chain. So he switched to two. But they just give you a number in football at the middle school level. They just give you a number that fits, and they gave him 21. And I was like, you have no idea. You have no idea what you've stepped into.
Yeah.
First of all, he never puts his mouth guard in. The strap's always down, right? So it's Deion had the strap down.
Oh, my God.
But this was the mouth guard, right? So he got Deion vibes there. He's never near the huddle. He just kind of stands out there on the corner like, I know someone's coming to me. Also like Deion.
Not tackle.
Looking forward to shed and block.
Yeah.
Couldn't
check
shed
all
block.
These boxes, yeah. Man.
It's Deion, man. It's prime time.
Jacob, when he was playing middle school football, that was the first thing I noticed. He was on special teams kick coverage. And I was like, that boy does not want to get into any of the S right now.
A Texas Rangers explosion, and why are the Mavs throwing a Luka fit? Again, that's next with the Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on, next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.